A terror leader is killed, but Jesus remains the only answer to the problem. Iran's government is clamping down on illegal satellite dishes, Sat-7's concerned. And a new translation takes the gospel to the roof of the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorism continues to be the biggest threat to the world today. Earlier this week, a senior aide to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in a raid in Iraq. It's uncertain what this means for security there, but one thing is clear. It's a battleground physically and spiritually, says Evangelicube International's Tom Doyle, who's in the region right now.
We know that that area needs to be flooded with prayer and conversions and discipleship and life-giving churches, because that's what's really going to bring back great things in that area in Iraq and in the Middle East. People will be able to live and enjoy the freedom, and that freedom can only come in Christ.
Evangelicubes are puzzle-like cubes, helping Christians share the gospel. Even though Iraq is unstable, Evangelicube training is taking place.
The nationals are asking us to train them and let them go in, and we just trained a group that went in and shared the Evangelicube with 400 new believers, and they're equipped now and sharing the gospel.
Next, more than 3,000 illegal satellite dishes have been confiscated in Iran as the government is cracking down on what they call social polluters. Debbie Brink of Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is concerned about the most recent crackdown.
They're trying to prevent sources of information coming into the country that the government considers to be anti their government. And we just happened to be on one of those channels.
Sat-7 broadcasts 22 hours in Arabic, but also 2 hours of Farsi, Iran's majority language. According to Brink, if all satellite dishes are taken away, it will affect many people.
One pastor wrote and said that watching these programs is almost like a church service for these people, and they stand when they sing and they take a collection when they're watching. It's just become their church service.
Pray for protection. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bhutan is known as the last place on the roof of the world. Its people living in the mountainous regions of the area follow traditions steeped in Buddhism. For those with an image of building up the body of Christ there, change has come slowly and with difficulty. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi says the vision for evangelizing the lost peoples in and around India began a generation ago. What's more, there's fruit.
Way back in 1959, a group of people in Northeast India began praying for Bhutan. Now, by the grace of God, we have the New Testament that is translated in the Bhutanese Dzongkha language, and we are going to print it.
Because Bhutan is considered a closed-access country, there aren't many believers. Padidi says while they don't have a church inside the country, they do have a missions force on the border between Bhutan and India. They need tools.
Pray that God will mightily use this book. So far, we have 50% of the cost for the printing of the Bible, and we sealed it about $20,000. Pray that the Lord will provide this need as well.
And InterServe is offering a conference in November that will help believers bridge the gap multiculturally. The conference will help Christians understand ministry to Muslims, Hindus, and Tibetan Buddhists, both in the Arab world and in the U.S. When asked what he'd hoped people came away with, InterServe's missions consultant, Ralph Eckert, said,
I think a new awareness that these people have lives just like we do, that they have deep needs, and that at the least we can pray for them and think about them differently. At the most, we can find ways to intersect with them and to share with them, to invite them into our lives.
Eckert says they want to teach people how to minister to their community.
As we talk to lay people, we're talking to them about talking to your neighbors, not becoming a pastor to them, but just being a neighbor. Well, that's the same thing we do when we send people overseas. We send them there as participants in that society.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. There we offer additional resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.